CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The day after his first State of the Union address, Democrats and Republicans are talking about prospects for enactment of legislation on two of President Clinton's key themes, crime and health care. Senate GOP leader Bob Dole says Mr. Clinton's health plan is already in trouble. The president, meanwhile, met with House Democratic leaders and with key committee chairmen to talk strategy. Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson says it's going to be a big job because there are other health care bills on the table.
You have the president's proposal and something like six others. And you're going to see a lot of fleshing out of those alternatives as it goes through the congressional process.
And Republicans are already talking about trying to kill the Clinton plan with a filibuster if necessary. Republicans are also skeptical of the president's real commitment to crack down on crime, despite what he said last night. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah.
The president's generic support for a crime bill should not be the sole test by which this administration's commitment to fighting crime is judged, because actions speak louder than words.
And Republican Senator Phil Graham of Texas says he wonders if the president's stated desire to fight crime is just rhetoric. Mr. Clinton talked about an hour last night, and that might have been too much for his own health. The White House says the president today is suffering from laryngitis and canceled plans to make speaking engagements today and tomorrow. The Environmental Protection Agency is acting to stop what some call the circle of poison, in which pesticides banned in this country are shipped overseas and used on fruits and vegetables that end up on American dinner tables. Bob Orr reports.
EPA Administrator Carol Browner told a House subcommittee the Clinton administration wants to break that circle by keeping outlawed pesticides from leaving the country in the first place.
If we are to protect future generations, to ensure them access to safe food, safe drinking water, and a safe environment to grow and work in, we must improve our pesticide laws.
Manufacturers who export $2 billion worth of pesticides every year say they've already taken steps to make their industry safer. And Food and Drug Administration tests show unhealthy pesticide residues in less than 4% of imported food examined. But backers of legislation cracking down on exports say any risk of contamination to the U.S. food supply is unacceptable. Bob Orr, CBS News, Washington.
Under an agreement reached with state officials in California, the Lucky food store chain will pay $5 million in civil penalties. The stores allegedly mixed cheaper cuts of meat into ground sirloin, chuck, and round, California Attorney General Dan Lundgren.
We're not in any way trying to interfere with their ability to sell their product. What we're doing is saying that don't do it in a way that misleads the public and gives you an unfair competitive advantage which violates the law.
The Federal Department of Labor says Grand Union will pay $147,500 to settle a lawsuit alleging more than 100 violations of child labor laws at supermarkets in New York State. This is CBS News.
Pip Printing has another offer that'll get your business a lot of free press. Come to Pip during January, order 1,000 or more carbonless business forms, and we'll give you 500 more free. Now that's the kind of free press your business can really use. So hurry to Pip and order 1,000 or more two-part, three-part, up to six-part carbonless business forms and get 500 more free. Offer good for a limited time. Some restrictions apply. Call your participating Pip for complete details. Pip Printing, the best business printer in the business.
At the first sign of rain, you break out the umbrella, right? Right. And at the first sign of a cold or flu, you get out the Coracidin. It relieves your cold and flu symptoms fast and helps prevent them from getting worse. And Coracidin is the only cold and flu medicine available with and without a decongestant. The decongestant-free formula is recommended by pharmacists for people with high blood pressure. So why take a cold or flu lying down? Take Coracidin at the very first sign. Ask your doctor.
You'll be thrilled beyond your wildest imagination with Phantom, a Yeast and Coppet musical sensation coming to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Enjoy the savings for Phantom during WCCO Radio's Preview Week. Phantom has been selling out in major cities across the nation, enchanting audiences with theatrical effects, stunning sets, costumes, and a gorgeous musical score. Don't miss Phantom and the savings of WCCO Radio's Preview Week, January 21st through the 27th. Call Chanhassen Dinner Theaters at 934-1525.
Learn how horse racing handicappers win at Greyhound Racing with the free seminar this Saturday morning at St. Croix Meadows Greyhound Racing Park in Hudson. Call to pre-register 436-5050.
WCCO News Talk 830. Good afternoon. It's 4:04 in the Twin Cities, 16 and cloudy. A winter storm watch for the Twin Cities. 4 to 6 inches of snow in the works. We'll have the forecast from Mike Lynch after this update, sponsored by U.S. West. This is Kurt Lundgren. Federal authorities have arrested two Minneapolis housing officials on charges that they accepted bribes from applicants for public housing. The employees are 40-year-old Tu Hang of St. Paul and 37-year-old Andrenette Blair of Minneapolis. The U.S. Attorney for Minnesota, David Littlehaug, says each is charged with four counts of demanding bribes from housing applicants.
This is not an uncommon problem in other urban areas. We do think it is an uncommon problem here in Minnesota.
Prosecutors say one defendant would take money in exchange for moving the applicants higher on the waiting list for public housing. Both Hang and Blair posted bond today. They'll appear in court Monday morning. Formal charges have been filed against a 17-year-old St. Paul boy in connection with the wounding of another youth with an AK-47 assault rifle during an argument over a car stereo. To date, the youth has been charged with the illegal possession of a military assault rifle, and additional charges are expected. Prosecutors will attempt to have him tried as an adult. The shooting victim, 15-year-old Domingo Lasoya, is listed in fair condition today at St. Paul Ramsey Medical Center. The author of last year's legislative attempt to settle the Mille Lacs Indian Treaty dispute is the latest Democratic candidate for Congress in the 1st District. Dakota State Senator Steve Morse is running for the seat being vacated by Congressman Tim Penny, who is not seeking re-election. During a state capitol news conference, Morse said he'll focus his campaign on job creation, the environment, health care, and campaign finance reform. The 36-year-old apple farmer says he wants to balance the federal budget using tax increases as a last resort.
Look to the military, and I would also cast a realistic eye to saying if we want to be serious about this, and I believe that we do, that we have to look at entitlements also and provide needs tests so that those people that need the programs worst have the most access to them.
Morse joins the 1st District EFL field that includes Mankato State Senator John Hottinger and Winona State University Vice President Mary Reeder. The 1st District EFL endorsing convention is May 7th in Austin, and Moore says he will abide by the endorsement process. And for the first time in nearly 2 months, negotiators for National Steel and union officials will meet next week to discuss the future of the Keewatin Taconite pellet plant. Richard Shaughnessy, chief negotiator for National Steel, meets Tuesday in Duluth with Dave Foster, director of United Steelworkers District 33, and officials of the Keewatin Steelworkers Local. Company officials say the meeting is the result of a request by Foster, but they refuse to call it a negotiating session. The Keewatin plant was closed following a labor dispute last year. WCCO News Talk 830. It's 4:07. Coming up, traffic and weather.
Why'd you choose U.S. West Cellular?
My wife and I are both large animal veterinarians. She specializes mainly in horses and cows, while I handle pigs and whatever else comes up. We thought we could benefit from a cellular phone because we are both out and about all the time, and we do have to cover for each other a lot, plus we do get a fair number of emergency calls.
They called U.S. West Cellular at 1-800-BUY-TIME to get their questions answered.
We wondered if we shouldn't go with a phone installed in the red pickup or if we'd do better with a couple of portables. We didn't know exactly which calling plan would work best for our business and personal life. They helped us make the right decisions.
If you have any questions about how cellular can help your life work better, call U.S. West Cellular at 1-800-BUY-TIME. We'll talk with you about phones, pricing, calling plans, even help you find the U.S. West Cellular dealer closest to you. So call 1-800-BUY-TIME.
They were real helpful, made the whole procedure entirely painless.
You always bring your radio to the game. Have you noticed that Duracell batteries last a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. She insists on getting that.
Well, I should ask her then. Do you have any idea why Duracell batteries last so long?
No, why does it last so long?
Well, I was asking you first.
You mean the Duracell people won't tell you?
No, that's why I'm out here.
Well, I guess it's a company secret.
If you were the Duracell company, don't you think that secret would be safe with me?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
You do? I don't.
Duracell. No other battery lasts longer.
Their lips are sealed.
Is this a new thing?
They've come a long way.
I mean, I don't recall them ever tasting this good.
Then it's time you tasted Quaker Rice Cakes.
Hey, it tastes good. It's sweet.
I like it. I love that caramel one.
Caramel?
I'm in trouble.
I could eat a large quantity of these.
Wow. Major crunch going on here.
Seriously, tasty treat.
So you feel like you're snacking.
Fat. 0 grams. Zero.
Fat-free Quaker Rice Cakes. You gotta taste them.
Can we take this home with us?
WCCO News Talk 830, coming up on 4:09, time for traffic and weather together. Here's Dean Spratt.
Well, we're still not in bad shape around the metro. The levels are certainly picking up, Kurt, and southbound 35W now, for example, between 42nd Street and Diamond Lake Road is quite heavy. The crosstown and 494 as you head west from 35 beginning to build also. A couple of earlier stalls that were reported, one on 35E up around County J, have been cleared now. Let's go to the helicopter and Jerry Peterson.
Well, things look pretty good for 94 westbound as you leave downtown Minneapolis, moderately heavy all the way up to 694. 694 westbound, minor slowdowns around Brooklyn Boulevard, but so far running smoothly as you continue the trip out to Maple Grove. That's Chopper ATO traffic.
And just ahead of part two of the Cannon Mess, WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch here with you. We have a winter storm watch out tomorrow for the Twin Cities. We may see around 4 inches of snow, some areas of the metro up to 6 inches of snow. Heavier snow is possible in extreme southern Minnesota. A winter storm warning is out for extreme southern Minnesota. Could be as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow south of the Twin Cities. Also, heavy snows in northern Iowa and southern Wisconsin. WCCO 5-day forecast for the Twin Cities for tonight. Cloudy skies, a few flurries, that's about it. Overnight low about 13. Tomorrow, snow develops in the morning, probably early to mid-morning. The way it looks right now, could be around the rush hour. Snow continuing throughout the rest of the day. Could be as much as 4 to possibly 6 inches of snow. Northeast winds at 10 to 20. High tomorrow about 24. The snow gradually tapers off tomorrow night down to 18. And then on Friday, gradual clearing. Flurries in the morning and a high of 25. Right now in the Twin Cities, east winds at 20 miles an hour. Humidity 70%. Skies are cloudy at 16 degrees. Again, our low tonight 13. High tomorrow with 4 to 6 inches of snow up to 24.
It's 4:11. More of the Cannon Mess is next. I'm Kurt Lundgren for News Weather. You can depend on WCCO News Talk 830. It's the Cannon Mess Part 2. Energized by what may be 4 to 6 inches of snow tomorrow. This is traveling music. Tomorrow afternoon you may be shushing through the snow with that greasy skid stuff. So enjoy the action this afternoon. Go ahead and tailgate. That's cool. You're moving out of the Minneapolis loop. You're going north. Olson Highway is your driveway.
She's been living a life, son. Fat boys around girls wearing thin. Maybe wallowing bayous high.
You're moving through Spaghetti Junction, taking 35E to Maryland. Shooting right through Dinky Town. On 4th Street, southeast.
Don't waste yourself waiting for him.
Moving by the defunct Varsity Theater.
Because he's got no time for your situation, see. He's concentrating on his conservation.
And you're traveling Summit Avenue on a Cannon Mess. That's St. Thomas University on your right. Moving down Cathedral Hill, the big cathedral there. Stop in. Get out your beads. Say a prayer for the Cannon Mess. Yeah, it's Cannon here with the little ones. Morgan Mundane, Ma Linger, Backlash, LaRue, Jumpin' Joe Junkus, Mike Lunch, Jerry Peterson in the WCCO. Bird up there to chart the traffic for you. Dino on the ground and traffic central. Let's hear this.
Mike Lynch with my buddy Chip Glazer from Izades, your winter fun headquarters on the beautiful south shore of Lake Mille Lacs, just 90 quick miles north of the Twin Cities. Chip, you can get up there in no time, right?
You bet. It's a short drive, Mike.
Well, I tell you, when you get up there, there is so much going on at Izades. There's ice fishing, snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, and so much more.
Well, you had that Lynch gang in the pool and out on the skating rink over the weekend.
Hey, I'm pretty good on that skating rink, aren't I?
You bet. Luckily, you were able to get back to the townhome to get close to the fire and hurry.
That's what really counts. And, of course, you've got the townhomes at Izades. You've got the fireplaces in the townhomes. You got the Lynx Lodge. You got that great dining room overlooking the lake. And, of course, there's always action at Club 19.
Especially when you're there.
Well, come anyways when I'm there. It's still a great time. And it's really all there for you at Izades, no matter how big or small your family. Come on up. You will have the time of your life. Chip, what's that phone number for Izades?
800-533-1728.
Izades, 90 quick miles north of the Twin Cities.
I've had a lot of chocolate milk in my life, but I like rich chocolate Ovaltine the best. It tastes delicious.
It's chocolatey, and Mom says it will help make me stronger.
Rich Chocolate Ovaltine is a different kind of Ovaltine with a flavor kids love, plus extra vitamins and minerals you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
And Rich Chocolate Ovaltine dissolves so fast, you could drink it almost instantly.
Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. Extra delicious. Extra nutritious.
This is the Cannon Mess. It's 4:15. Our temperature is 16 now. Mike Lunch says we may get 2 to 4 inches of new snow tomorrow morning through the afternoon. Could be more, could be less, depending on how the storm tracks. It's coming up from the south, from the snow belt. That's Nebraska, South Dakota border, around Chadron, Nebraska, in there. 4:16, Cannon Mess, 16 degrees. The authorities are not commenting on reports that Tanya Harding's ex-hubby is going to turn a stool pigeon. He's trying to work out a plea bargain to turn his wife over. Jeff Galluli's lawyer isn't commenting on that either. Today's issue of the Oregonian in Portland says Harding is virtually certain, I'm quoting now, to face criminal charges as the investigation into the January 6th attack on skater Nancy Kerrigan continues. Sources tell the paper that Harding's ex, Galluli, is willing to admit his role in the attack and testify that Harding helped in both the planning and the cover-up. And I will say this, that I did become a bit suspicious when I saw Harding skating to the theme from Scarface. I mean, it did make me a little bit suspicious. And how about that bodyguard of hers has already been charged, that big, corpulent Eckert, Sean Eckert. I mean, this guy is really beefy. Take a look at a picture of this bodyguard Eckert, and you know, you realize that the most tragic aspect of this case is the fact that us taxpayers are going to have to feed this guy for years.